During Tuesday's political liaison meeting for Six Nations Elected Council, the topic of the Canada Community Building Fund, formerly named the Federal Gas Tax Fund, was brought to Council's attention. The fund began being discussed during a presentation on Six Nations Bridges and Culverts Inspection Study. The inspection study was performed by McIntosh Perry Consulting Engineers Limited. Curtis Stewart, an engineer with McIntosh Perry, spoke on the results from the inspection study and said that the consulting firm recommended that 12 bridges and culverts would need work done or need to be replaced entirely within the next 1 to 5 years at an estimated cost of $5+ million, and that 4 structures would require work or replacement within the next 6 to 10 year range at an estimated cost of $1.25+ million.
So out of these, the inspections of the 40 structures this year, there were essentially 12 structures that we identified with a need in the next 1 to 5 years. And just quickly, I'll touch on that. When we look at all these structures, we do the inspections. We are not only saying what has to be done to the structure, but also approximately when should it happen. So obviously things that are more urgent, we would put in that sort of 1 to 5 year range. It can be even more urgent than that if required, but there was nothing that met that criteria. And then there's also ones that are on a longer term scale, so 6 to 10 or even 10 plus years. So there were 12 structures that we identified that just based on their need and timing of the work, we would recommend being done in the next 1 to 5 years. So the approximate cost of those 12 structures we have at over $5 million, somewhere between $5 and $6 million. That would include design, the construction costs, the contract administration, everything that kind of gets wrapped up into it. It does make some assumptions on the condition and obviously what a bridge needs today versus what it might need in 5 years from now will change just because these structures are aging and undergoing changes with traffic and weather and everything over time. In addition to the 1 to 5 year timeframe, we have 4 structures that were looked at in the 6 to 10 year timeframe with about $1.25 million worth of work.
During the discussion, Councillor Helen Miller brought up the Canada Community Building Fund. Miller compared Six Nations to the city of Brantford and said that the community needs to fight to be recognized by the fund because of the number of gas stations on the reserve.
I remember years ago when they brought in the federal gas tax and let people designate it for people to fix roads. That's what Brantford uses for most of all their roads. Fixing their roads is the federal gas tax. Prior, there used to be a First Nations federal gas tax that was being looked after by the AFN, but they didn't do their job properly. And finally, the government took the tax away from the AFN and put it into an overall pot. I think they're calling it the infrastructure fund, but I'm not sure. And told us we had to apply. But we need to fight that because I think the last time I counted, we had 16, 17 gas stations on the reserve. That's more than Brantford, I think. And Brantford gets all this money because it's a medium-sized city. They go by the size of the city as to how much federal gas tax you get. I'm assuming it's how much gas stations you have. I don't know. We're topping Brantford for gas stations. We would be considered a large community if we weren't a reserve. And we should be getting our fair share of that money because we are so large.
Miller continued by saying that Six Nations contributes millions to the federal government in tax dollars from the gas stations and that the community has a right to that money for infrastructure needs within it.
If we could ever count how much money we donate to that federal gas tax with our 16, 17 gas stations, we should be considered a large city. And that's what we should be fighting for. And we should be getting that share of the money as opposed to getting it for a little community. We're getting paid. We're in the same category as Caledonia or Hagersville. Caledonia's got what? 2 gas stations? How many Hagersville have? I think they only got 1 or I'm not sure. So we're getting really ripped off with this federal gas tax. And I remember when I was working on this back in the day when and trying to get the AFN to do what they were supposed to do with it. But they never did anything with it. So finally the government just took it away from them and turned it into an overall fund and told us we had to apply just like everybody else. But I know a lot of it's based on the size of a city as to how much money you can get. We're not a city, but we certainly have the gas stations to support considered being a large city. So that's something I think we need to look at and get more money to fix our roads, because that's what they use to fix all their roads is the federal gas tax or infrastructure fund, I think it's called now. But anyway, that's something I think council needs to look at, getting back to doing, looking at that and start fighting for our right for this money. We contribute billions of federal taxes to the federal government with all our gas stations.
Miller and other councillors also voiced their concern over the amount of traffic and heavy trucks frequenting the area and questioned the impact those had on the roads and bridges infrastructure.
And our roads and our bridges, as far as I can understand from years ago, weren't built for this kind of traffic. It was, they were built for us, our little community, to go back and forth. It wasn't built, they weren't built for all this kinds of traffic. And that really is having an impact in our community on, I think, most of the roads.
Councillor Nathan Wright agreed with Councillor Miller and shared his thoughts on focusing on political issues instead of administrative issues. He spoke on the heavy trucking and traffic issues and stated that it's a jurisdiction issue and Six Nations needs to act on it.
We got to stop getting bogged down on the administrative side and really focus in on those political issues. And I'm really glad Helen highlighted for us what they were, you know. Going back to Helen's comments, I think the two political issues that we have to deal with are, the tax issue and ensuring that at the end of the day, we're getting our fair share. Because Helen's right, how much money from all of our gas stations, and they do collect tax. Let's not kid ourselves. They do collect tax. We are tax collectors from a gas perspective. How many of that goes into that, infrastructure fund that Canada funds? You know, that's our money in terms of preparing for our roads. So we got a lot of work to do in preparing that political work. And then to the further point around, the roads, I raised this right off. I think it was like the third council meeting I ever went to. I raised this and we really, talked about that need to exercise our jurisdiction, because it's a jurisdiction issue, right, on our roads and who's allowed on those roads. So I think we have a lot of work to do there. And I think it's right. I think all of this is linked to back to our community standards. And I'll be honest, like, are we just going to keep sitting on the pot? Are we going to poop? Are we going to go? Like, what are we going to do on these community standards? That's the issue that we have to look at in terms of those political aspects of things. So really appreciate the report that was being done. But I think if we want to move on these political issues, we're going to have to make a decision. You know, community standards, are we going to go? Then let's go. Let's get it done. Because the road issue and who's allowed on the road from a jurisdictional standpoint is going to sit there. You know, we can bring in those that are on third line, but the issue is still going to sit there unless we move on these political issues.
Chief Mark Hill also agreed that there was work to be done on the political side of things and that the community should also look to better manage own source revenue dollars as a means to help with infrastructure dollars so that repairs can be done in a more timely manner without relying on government funds.
You know, I do like where Helen's going in terms of, you know, the federal gas tax, you know, looking to some political work there, as well as, again, our own internal work with the community standards. I think that's a huge, huge portion that's going to tie into a lot of the issues here in the community. It's once and for all, what do those standards look like? I think that's the type of conversations that we need to start to engage more with our community. And the other piece, again, I'm going to mention again, which I've already did, is the own source revenue. We need to continue to look at how and ways to make our own money with less strings attached so that we can be able to allocate whatever we see fit to do our roads, to do our bridges, to do all this. Because as we speak right now, it's all relying on government funding, which is why we have to prioritize, obviously, all these bridges and culverts and roads and so forth. But I think, again, if we can look to access our own funds to do this work in a timely manner, that's the, I think, the direction that we are looking to head towards.